On this Sunday show, we're talking some of the sport's best, looking like, well, some of the sport's best, plus the details behind one New York track making a difficult decision and much more. Let's go. It's Sunday, May 12th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. First off, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Hope you guys have a great day. And if you're not a mom, make sure you call your mom today. Around the country this weekend, we saw dirt racing's top guys continue to show why they're the top guys. With the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, I said before the East Coast trip a few weeks ago that Ricky Thornton Jr. had looked a little more human this season after a dominating record-breaking 2023. Some people chose to call me out about that. But in the four races since, that team is back in stride. Three straight Lucas victories between Georgetown, Port Royal, and then Farmer City on Friday, plus a second place run at Fairbury on Saturday. I definitely think we're seeing the 20RT return to the perch as the top team in dirt late model racing right now, especially during an Illinois trip where we saw Bobby Pierce miss the show completely on Friday and finish 16th on Saturday. I was asked when was the last time Pierce just flat missed a feature. And looking around, I think it was actually at Farmer City in 2023 with Lucas. Definitely not something we've seen from the smooth operator here lately. Devin Moran, the winner Saturday at Fairbury, his second of the season. He continues to cement his spot in that Lucas top four behind RTJ and Jonathan Davenport. As for Hudson O'Neill, he's fallen out of that top four now, replaced by Mike Marler. Huddy charged to seventh on Friday after needing a provisional to start the main event, and he was 21st last night at Fairbury. Definitely looks like this transition to Longhorn and his own team is going to take some time for him to figure out and get back to race-winning pace. And then in this back and forth about Tyler Erb's future, he talked to Derek Kessinger in a video for Flow Racing, and despite his comments to XR about not being off the Lucas Tour, it still sounds like that's what will happen. His schedule going forward is pretty wide open, and a full Summer Nationals run could be in the cards. That was something I kind of talked about last week. He had weekend finishes of 11th and 14th, needed provisionals both nights to be in those main events. Lucas is off now for 2 weeks. Got the Show Me 100 weekend coming up next. That's at Wheatland on May 23rd through the 25th. And in the theme of top guys being top guys, we saw a similar situation with High Limit. Brad Sweet nipped James McFadden at the line for the Friday win at 34 Raceway and then went 11th to 2nd last night at Tri-City. The win at 34 was 3 in a row and 5 of the last 6, plus Sweet has 15 straight High Limit top 10s. His only career High Limit finish outside the top 10 was a 12th place run at Lakeside in 2023. Sweet is now 45 points clear of Tyler Courtney for the High Limit Championship. The Saturday night win went to Brent Marks. That actually broke the streak of a guy named Brad Sweet or Corey Day winning High Limit races for the last several weeks. Marks also riding a streak of 15 straight top 10s. It was Marks' first ever High Limit win, and you knew it was only a matter of time before he picked one of these up. He's been very fast a lot of these nights. Sweet and Marks are the only two drivers to finish top 10 in every High Limit race this season. 14 races deep at this point, I feel like we're starting to see things kind of settle out with who is where in that High Limit running order. And it's no surprise that the top five right now are Sweet, Courtney, Marks, Corey Day, and Rico Abreu. I do think, too, that James McFadden and the Roth 83 will stay in the mix for a charter. Also, remember Dominic Selzy, he started the season in that car. They are still very much in the fight. I know you see James McFadden a little bit further down the order, but that car is sixth right now in the owner standings, and that owner standings is what decides who gets those charters. High Limit is off today, but they are back Monday with a stop at Kokomo. Speaking of High Limit, their run through New York next weekend will look a bit different with the Saturday race at Fonda Speedway now canceled. The language in that release read, quote, safety concerns coupled with a wet forecast leaving the track unable to make the proper adjustments in time have led to series and track officials agreeing to cancel the event for this year, unquote. If you aren't aware, Fonda has been dealing with track surface issues all season, and this move to cancel was no doubt the right call. Their May 4th weekly program ended with just 5 modifieds left on the track during the feature. And all of this stems from an off-season project to resurface the racetrack with new dirt. Promoter Brett Deo supposedly spent $50,000 to bring in new clay, and that combined with a wet spring has caused rough track conditions and rocks to be an issue. After the problems from the May 4th race, Deo expressed uncertainty about the May 11th program in an interview last week with Ari Auto that was canceled. He also called into question the status of the High Limit show, and then it wasn't long after that that the High Limit race was officially axed. With the added context of the recent conversation around safety, especially with High Limit after Riverside, I think some were quick to jump to some conclusions about this cancellation and the reasons behind it. But clearly, Deo knew he had a problem and was a significant part of this process to call it off. Fonda hadn't hosted a big time 410 series since the All-Stars were there in 2013, and this was not going to be a successful night as they scrambled to rectify the surface. I've seen others point out some of the additional potential safety issues at Fonda, and maybe some of those things were discussed as well between Deo and the High Limit brass, and this could be an opportunity for some of that work to get done in those other areas. The release does mention, like I said, the event is canceled for this year, so with fixes, Fonda could clearly return in the future. Regardless of how it went down, I'm glad to see somebody raise their hand here and said, hey, this just isn't going to work. We need more of that in the sport. Elsewhere this weekend, Logan Seavey and Kevin Thomas Jr. split USAC sprint car wins between Bloomington and Hobstadt. CJ Leary continues to run strong as well, and he's second in the championship to Seavey. You've got Seavey, Leary, and KTJ. Those three have separated themselves a bit from the rest of the pack at the moment. Justin Grant involved in another incident. He crashed at Hobstadt, and Brady Bacon is winless since Hobstadt in September of 2023. He last led laps at Volusia in February. It's a little strange to see those two that have been so competitive the last couple of years a little further down the order. The USAC sprint cars are off this coming weekend. Out west, Justin Sanders picked up NARC win number one of the season. He dominated Saturday night at Antioch. Shane Gullibick and Dylan Bloomfield were also on the night's podium. Cole Macedo, still the championship leader, he finished in fifth. With the Extreme Outlaw Midgets, Ashton Torgerson picked up his second win in a row Friday at Humboldt, and then it was Cannon McIntosh being in the right place at the right time to capitalize on a late flat tire from race-long leader Ryan Timms that happened Saturday at 81. McIntosh has pulled ahead in the title fight with Millbridge next in a few weeks. Other weekend sprint car winners included Terry Isom in ASCS action. Dusty Zomer won his first 410 sprint car show at Knoxville since 2015. Briggs Danner was a USAC East Coast sprint car winner, and Shane Gullibick a 360 winner Friday at Silver Dollar. Other weekend late model winners included Tyler Stevens and Stormy Scott with the Comp Cam Super Dirt Series, and Brandon Overton won the 10,000 win show at East Alabama. If you are looking for racing today, there is some regional stuff going on, including the Fast Series at Tri-City Raceway Park, and the weekly 410 season starts tonight at Husetts. To see your streaming options, head over to dirttracker.com/watch tonight. It'll be nice to have Husetts back on Sundays to check out some 410 racing there. I hope you guys have a great Sunday out there, a great Mother's Day. We will certainly see you right back here tomorrow.